CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cammie McCormick. New statistics point to a less violent America, as Matt Piper reports.
The FBI report says crime decreased in every category it tracks, including murder, violent crime, and car thefts. Even though the news was good for 2024, a violent crime still occurred on average every 26 seconds across the country last year. Why is it down overall? The FBI says it's impossible to say why, though it does reflect a trend experts have been tracking as crimes drop from a spike immediately following the pandemic.
Millions of Americans are under air quality alerts due to wildfire smoke from Canada. Meteorologist Grant Gilmore.
Over 700 still burning, several out of control, and that's reducing the air quality across 12 states from Minnesota, Wisconsin, Michigan, Indiana, Ohio, and then into the Northeast and parts of New England where we do have that reduced air quality. Those code oranges or unhealthy levels of pollution or smoke.
Parts of the western U.S. are also seeing smoke from wildfires. CBS's Jason Allen has the latest on the efforts to battle the Gifford Fire in Central California.
There are nearly 2,000 people that are working on this fire right now as it continues to grow. They are trying to protect hundreds of structures that are out there in the area. These are ranches and camps, and evacuation orders remain in effect. They do continue to expect to see this fire to grow throughout the day today. And given the weather conditions they're dealing with, probably grow for the next couple of days.
Tennessee has executed an inmate without deactivating his implanted defibrillator.
By order of the Tennessee Supreme Court, the Department of Correction carried out the death sentence of Byron Lewis Black by means of lethal injection at the Riverbend Maximum Security Institution. Inmate Black was pronounced dead at 10:43. He had no last words.
The execution went forward despite uncertainty about whether the device would shock his heart when the lethal chemical took effect. Police in Tennessee have arrested a suspect in the killing of four members of one family. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is hinting at wider military action in Gaza. That's despite objections from former Israeli army and intelligence chiefs. The BBC's Hugo Bachega.
There have been some reports suggesting a very tense exchange between the Prime Minister and the Chief of Staff of the Army, who is against the idea of expanding military operations in Gaza and also against this idea of fully occupying Gaza. He apparently warned the Prime Minister that this would be a trap.
On Wall Street, stocks are mixed. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems. Top-notch work with a beautiful finish. 262-206-3168.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. The city of Racine has moved its common council meeting from tonight to tomorrow night this week. That's because of the National Night Out events. You can get a rundown of the night out events and the agenda for that common council meeting online. Check out RacineCountyEye.com. There will be another 24 hours under an air quality advisory. The DNR extended the alert late this morning to last until midday Wednesday. This time they do say it's likely to clear out later in the morning tomorrow. It's been an advisory every day for the past 7 days. The major pharmaceutical project coming to Kenosha County will get state tax breaks. Eli Lilly is putting $4 billion into expanding its operations in Kenosha County, with the state now offering up to $100 million in tax credits to support the effort. Governor Evers says in a statement the partnership will add 750 good-paying jobs. The police union representing Sturdivant officers is urging the village board to keep the local police department. They warn that switching to the sheriff's office could mean slower responses and want more community input before any decision is made. The union wrote a letter to the village board with a meeting tonight in the village to discuss the possible changes. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
A Brewers win in Atlanta. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers face the Braves again tonight after winning last night 3-1. Isaac Collins, a three-run homer. Starting pitcher, Quinn Priester, going 7 innings. Manager, Pat Murphy.
He's been sensational. I was kind of thinking today in about the 5th inning, this kid kind of represents who we are. Nobody knew who Quinn Priester was, and now they do. It's just amazing to see the kid just flourish the way he is.
NFL Packers defensive back Nate Hobbs is out for at least the next 3 weeks after having knee surgery over the weekend. GM Brian Gutekunst on why he signed Hobbs from the Raiders to a four-year deal worth $48 million.
Yeah, we're trying to become a certain kind of football team that can win and win, you know, deep into the playoffs. And there's a certain kind of a physicality that you have to have. And Nate Hobbs brings all that, and that's why we brought him here.
The team has re-signed defensive back Corey Ballantyne after he was released by the Colts. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
Today's writing forecast is brought to you by Hog Lawyer, the lawyer who rides at hoglawyer.com. Nothing shouts independence like the freedom and relaxation of the open road. But sometimes that road gets crowded, and unfortunately, accidents can happen in a split second on a motorcycle. So if you're ever injured or in an accident, phone the lawyer who rides, the Hog Lawyer, at 888-999-6644 and trust an experienced, compassionate, and aggressive attorney to protect your rights. That's 888-999-6644 or online at hoglawyer.com.
A hazy sunshine today as wildfire smoke still sticks in the area. Calm winds barely moving. Same air mass is still here. High temperatures today will scrape the low 80s. They do the same thing tomorrow, and hopefully by the afternoon the winds will start to kick up, pushing this air mass out of here. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently it's 79.
Hello
Local news, Timeless Hints, WRJN. Let me ask you this. At what age do you feel like you became an adult? A survey asked people to pinpoint just that, the age at which they felt they were fully grown up. Men said 26, women said 23. Having a budget is the number one sign someone's reached adulthood, with 55% noting that keeping track of their finances this way signifies adult life.
Comes and Radio Park, Terracine's famous zoo. Local news and timeless hits.
Thank you, baby. How sweet it is to be loved by you. It's just like sugar sometimes. How sweet it is.
wanna stop. And thank you, baby.
News and timeless hits, WRJN. Coming up in the 5 o'clock hour, it's my 5 o'clock class reunion. Three great songs from one great year. We're also going to recap some of the big stories and memories of our featured year. And today, we feature the class of 1966. It's all coming up just after the 5 p.m. news on WRJN.
Don't sweat the small stuff this summer. The savings are huge with WRJN Big Deals. From restaurants to retail to personal care, score discounted gift certificates from your favorite local spots. And don't forget, the Big Deal of the Day drops every Wednesday and Friday with 50% savings while supplies last. Save big, no sweat. Go to WRJN.com, click the Big Deals banner, and visit your oasis of savings, WRJN Big Deals.
Ready to transform your space? Anton Painting and Decorating is Racine and Kenosha's local pros for flawless residential and commercial painting. Freshen up your home or business by giving it a bold new look. Jeffrey and his expert team deliver crisp lines, vibrant color, and trusted quality inside and out. Need help with color choices? No problem. They handle it all from free estimates to the final walkthrough. Visit AntonPainting.com today to schedule your free estimate and let them give that long overdue makeover that's needed. That's AntonPainting.com.
Adventure starts with a sip at Esperanza Coffee Collective, located at the branch in Uptown Racine. Stop by to receive your Esperanza Coffee punch card and explore the local shop's menu of coffee, teas, and agua frescas, and get a free drink after your 10th punch. Drink local, support community, and fuel your day with bold brews and good vibes. Esperanza Coffee Collective, your first stop to flavor and adventure. Come pick up your punch card today at 1501 Washington Avenue in Uptown Racine. Flavor and fun is waiting for you.
Summer means kickstands up, and the Hog Lawyer reminds you that it's not only important to get your motorcycle ready for the warm road ahead, it's equally important that you are properly insured. So call the Lawyer Who Rides, the Hog Lawyer, at 888-999-6644. That's 888-999-6644 for a free, no-obligation review of your current policy. Better safe than sorry, and with over 50 years of road-tested experience, the Hog Lawyer knows his stuff. Visit him online today at hoglawyer.com.
This update is sponsored by UW Credit Union. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you.
Following Brewers Sunday home games, all kids ages 14 and under can come down to the field and run the bases at American Family Field, courtesy of Aurora Healthcare. The post-game kids run the bases line begins along the first baseline on the field level.
Join UW Credit Union at uwcu.org. Insured by NCUA.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN, has partnered with the Racine County Eye to cover the city and county like never before. You can hear the breaking news and headlines on WRJN, then get in-depth coverage online at RacineCountyEye.com. The county's largest staff of local reporters now working together to keep you up to date, on the air and online.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue, clouds of white, the bright blessed day, the dark sacred night, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. The colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky, are faces of people going by. I see friends shaking hands, saying, how do you do? They're really saying, I love you. I hear babies cry. I watch them grow. They're like much more. What a wonderful world. Yes, I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Armstrong, What a Wonderful World on WRJN. Now, that song was released in 1967, but when it was first released, at least here in the U.S., it was not heard very much on the radio. That's because Larry Newton, head of ABC Records, hated the song and he refused to promote it. He was looking for an up-tempo follow-up to Louis Armstrong's hit Hello Dolly, and What a Wonderful World was not what he had in mind.
Sometimes it just turns out that way. not take me. Every other day,
every other day,
every other day, every other day of the week is fine, yeah. But whenever Monday comes, but whenever Monday comes, you can find me crying all of the time. Monday, Monday, so good to me. Monday morning, Monday, Monday, can't trust that day. Monday, Monday, it just turns out that way. Oh, Monday, Monday, won't go away. Monday, Monday,
local news and timeless hits on WRJN. Well, if you want to keep up with what's happening in Racine and beyond, sign up for the WRJN weekly newsletter. It's free to do it at WRJN.com. Let's get you into the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. No meeting tonight. It's tomorrow. The city of Racine has moved its common council meeting from tonight to tomorrow night this week. That's because of the National Night Out events. You can get a rundown of the night out events and the agenda for that Common Council meeting online. Check out RacineCountyEye.com. There will be another 24 hours under an air quality advisory. The DNR extended the alert late this morning to last until midday Wednesday. This time they do say it's likely to clear out later in the morning tomorrow. It's been an advisory every day for the past 7 days. The major pharmaceutical project coming to Kenosha County will get state tax breaks. Eli Lilly is putting $4 billion into expanding its operations in Kenosha County, with the state now offering up to $100 million in tax credits to support the effort. Governor Evers says in a statement the partnership will add 750 good-paying jobs and will continue to put southeastern Wisconsin on the map for biotech growth. Northern Racine County commuters, be aware. Starting tomorrow, drivers should expect a full week-long road closure on 31 in Caledonia. The DOT is closing the stretch between Johnson Avenue and 4 Mile Road for sewer work. It'll last through the 13th. A detour will be in place directing traffic along 38 in County G. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
The weather is brought to you by Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine. Phone 262-989-1001 or visit them online at buildingwaters.com.
There's still plenty of warm weather on the way, so make sure that you keep it cool all summer long and phone Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine to take advantage of their incredible $59 air conditioning tune and clean special. That's right, for just $59, the professionals at Building Waters will make sure that your AC unit is in perfect shape all season long. They're your one-stop shop, so give them a call today at 262-989-1001 or visit them online at buildingwaters.com.
A hazy sunshine today as wildfire smoke still sticks in the area. Calm winds barely moving. The same air mass is still here. High temperatures today will scrape the low 80s. They do the same thing tomorrow, and hopefully by the afternoon the winds will start to kick up, pushing this air mass out of here. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 80 degrees at our studios.
Temperature rising, higher and higher, it's burning through to my soul.
Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN.
What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz?
And Diane Carlson's here. She's executive director of the Racine Arts Council. And Diane, what's the buzz? Tell me what's happening in the Racine Arts community.
There is always something happening in the Racine Arts community. And that's one of the best things about it. Always a way to get involved. There are so many ways to practice and share art. So today I've compiled a few ways for artists to get involved.
Okay.
Moss Piglet, which is the established art and literary journal, is accepting submissions for their September issue until Wednesday, August 6th. I realize that's coming up really quick.
Yeah.
The theme for that issue is the 1980s. I can still remember that was a distinctive decade that gave birth to trends and tragedies. And Moss Piglet welcomes art about all of it. Artists can submit poems, stories, artwork, or photos, maybe even comics. The submission goes to info@crayzines.com. The deadline is Wednesday to be considered. More information is on the website at crayzines.com.
All right, remind me how to spell crayzines.
Crayzines is with a K.
Okay.
K-R-A-Z. I-N-E-S.
Okay.
Crayzines.com. They run Moss Piglet. If you miss the September issue deadline, there's plenty more this year, so keep an eye out. They're all multimedia issues like that. And it sounds like a great issue, so keep an eye out for when it's going to be published.
How well do you know your 80s pop culture?
Oh, are you going to quiz me?
Well, I've just got one for you.
I'll take a chance.
Okay, I'm going to give you a phrase. You tell me what it's from, okay?
I'll try.
All right. Save Ferris.
Ferris Bueller's Day Off. Thank you. You didn't embarrass me in front of the radio crowds.
No, that was an easy one.
It was. Thank you.
All right. What else is cooking?
All right. Coming up, the Choral Arts Society of Southeastern Wisconsin is holding auditions for their next season. Auditions are by appointment on Tuesday, August 19th from 6:30 to 9:30. The audition process includes warm-ups, vocalizing, sight reading, and a brief prepared solo. Adult singers are invited to schedule an audition. So if you'd like to sing great music with friendly people in a very professional setting, contact David Eaton from the CAS audition coordinator team. His phone number is 262-939-6930. Remember that number again? 262-939-6930. 6930. Can schedule an audition appointment. And details about that are on their website, choralartsonline.org.
Okay.
You can also find out about the whole season there if you want to check it out and listen to some great choral arrangements. Spectrum School of the Arts and Gallery will be accepting pieces for their September exhibition called Artists with Crayons. Artists with Crayons is an invitational showcase for adult artists. You can submit one piece of work that includes a wax crayon in some form. The crayon can be added or drawn or melted or whatever your imagination comes up with. Submissions can be 2D or 3D. There's two weekends to drop off pieces, August 23rd and 24th, and August 30th and 31st during their gallery hours, which are 11 to 4. Details are on their website at spectrumschoolandgallery.org. Not a bad time to make a note to visit the gallery and check out what they've got on exhibit. Racine Theater Guild is holding open auditions for Dracula, A Comedy of Terrors, on Monday, August 25th and Tuesday, August 26th at 7 p.m. each evening. They're looking for 5 adult actors for a lightning-fast romp to Transylvania. All of the actors, except the one playing Dracula, will be playing multiple roles. One of the reasons I'm looking forward to this comedy is it's going to be in the style of Charles Ludlum or Monty Python, kind of sending up gender stereotypes. So characters can be played by actors of any gender, ethnicity, age, or just type. Performances are October 24th to November 9th. More details about the show or about auditions are on their website, racinetheater.org. It's a great time to think about celebrating the Halloween season with tickets. One more opportunity to mention. Over Our Head Players is accepting original comedies for their 2026 Snowdance 10-Minute Comedy Festival now through October 10th. This one's for playwrights who can submit an original 10-minute or shorter comedy that features 1 to 5 actors. Then Oops will select several plays to be performed together next winter. Each finalist does receive a royalty payment. Then the audiences vote for their favorites, and the top 3 vote-getters take home bigger cash prizes. The playwriting rules are on their website at overourheadplayers.org. This is a good time to mention that tickets are now on sale for their individual shows, so you can get your Snow Dance tickets now.
Perfect. And by the way, they get submissions from all over the world, don't they, for that Snow Dance?
Absolutely. From coast to coast and continent to continent.
There you go.
So, lots of chances to get involved.
Okay. And your website is?
RacineArtsCouncil.org.
RacineArtsCouncil.org. There she is, Diane Carlson, Executive Director of Racine Arts Council, and I'm Kurt Vollman on WRJN.
You're just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off you. You'd be like heaven to touch. I wanna hold you so much. At long last, love has arrived, and I thank God I'm alive. You're just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off you.
Don't bring me down. You call my name, ooh, so sweet, to make your kiss incomplete. When your mood is clear, you quickly change your ways. Then you say I'm untrue. What am I supposed to do? Be a fool who sits alone waiting for you. See the light of your smile calling me all the while. You are saying, baby, it's time to go. First the feeling's all right, then it's gone from sight. So I've taken out this time to say,
it's WRJN. Have a little fun at our website at WRJN.com and check out You're the Judge. You're the Judge is our weekly poll question. This week's question is, what is your favorite state fair attraction? Is it the cream puffs? Is it the pig races? The giant slide? The sky glider? Whatever it is, answer at WRJN.com and You're the Judge. You're the Judge is brought to you by Hog Lawyer, the lawyer who rides at 888-999-6644.
Start your engines and just brew it. Flavors on the Fast Track this Saturday at the Union Grove Car Show. From 8 to 4, Main Street will be packed with horsepower and timeless style. As you check out the cool rides, cruise over to Just Brew It for classic hot dogs, signature ice cold beverages, and the Union Grove Car Show specialty drink. Bold, refreshing, and built for summer. Fresh, local, timeless. Just brew it. Saturday, 8 to 4, Main Street, Union Grove. Be there.
Summer is here. Get some extra cash today with an installment loan up to $2,500 from your friends at AmeriCash Loans. AmeriCash Loans is a licensed lender with locations throughout Wisconsin. Just come by the Kenosha store at 6430 Green Bay Road, right in front of Lowe's. You can also call the store manager right now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.com to apply online. That's AmeriCashLoans.com. Restrictions may apply.
Summer means kickstands up, and the Hog Lawyer reminds you to always ride safely. Because no matter how cautious you may be, accidents and personal injury can happen in a split second on a motorcycle. So if you're injured or in an accident, call the lawyer who rides, the Hog Lawyer, at 888-999-6644 and trust an experienced, compassionate, and aggressive attorney to protect your rights. Phone 888-999-6644 or visit the Hog Lawyer today at hoglawyer.com.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids, no matter where you are, call now. 800-511-5493. Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS. Generous programs are now available that can give you a fresh start. Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems. We have over 1,000 five-star reviews on Google and an A-plus with the Better Business Bureau. You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call 800-511-5493. That's 800-511-5493. Tax Relief Advocates. Real solutions for real people.
WRJN has brought you local news and now Timeless Hits 2. Coming up, CBS News at 4. And we'll check in with Stuart J. Waddles in the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
Yeah. is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cammie McCormick. Millions of Americans are under air quality alerts again today because of wildfires in Canada. But the western wildfires are also clogging up the air. Meteorologist Grant Gilmore.
If you are starting to feel some symptoms, maybe more difficulty breathing or just scratchiness in the throat, putting on a mask, not a bad idea. But if you can stay inside in a well-ventilated room or home, that's a good place to be as well.
The House Oversight Committee has subpoenaed the Justice Department for files in the Jeffrey Epstein case and is seeking depositions from former officials, including former President Clinton. Matt Piper reports Epstein's former girlfriend is in favor of keeping grand jury records secret.
Lawyers for Ghislaine Maxwell say they want to keep private the grand jury records and say she has not seen the material herself. The Maxwell grand jury met in the summer 2020 before she was indicted on charges she worked with Jeffrey Epstein to traffic minors. Government attorneys have been trying to quell a clamor for transparency by seeking the transcripts release, though the government also says the public already knows much of what's in the documents.
A new proposal by the FAA would loosen restrictions on drones. Christopher Cruz has that.
The new rule would increase the use of drones for such activities as package deliveries by eliminating the need for waivers for drones to fly at night over humans and beyond the visual line of sight